This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Even though I went down from 246 pounds down to 196 pounds, I will always be a fat guy at heart. I love eating. I love food. It's something that always drives me. I try to do an 80-20 thing now. And when we're in Vegas, I ate every day. And when I was in Turks, I ate every day. But that's that comes with the territory. Then you come back. You try to get back on track. You do all those things. But when I see these stadium items that come out this time of year, every year, I'm like, my God, what are we doing?
They're trying to kill us all.
Even me as a fat guy, because yeah. I'll look at I will send Instagram stuff to Gina if I see like a piece of pizza that looks good from from a pizza place on Long Island, or a cheesesteak or something. Like when I see food, I'm like, oh man, that looks good. When I see these things that these ballparks are putting out now, it is insanity. So some of the new Mets items are crazy. The Yankees are putting Zeppelas in a helmet. There is this milkshake.
Oh, they want to put everything in a helmet.
In a helmet. In
we
helmet.
Try to get
chocolate nougat ball.
In a helmet.
In a helmet.
And you had this milkshake that came out with the White Sox that's got marshmallows on top of it. It's like a 32-ounce milkshake. It's just so over the top and crazy. And I understand the marketing portion of it, but like, I don't know, the numbers out there. So for someone,
why do you think all these kids are so fat?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm trying to be nicer about it, but you're right. This is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
like I have struggled with my weight forever, and a lot of the reason why was because I didn't educate myself enough on things, and it was so easy to get this crap stuff because it tastes so good. But it's like, and I will say, there's one place in the world that is a mass person gathering place that I have seen make major healthy changes in things that you can buy. And that is in airports. For whatever reason, airports are ahead of everywhere else when it comes to healthier options for people to eat. But it's like, and I get what they're trying to do, like, especially if you're the Mets and there's really, and I'm not trying to be a jerk about the Mets, but there's not a ton to get excited about this year from what happened in the offseason. There just isn't. So if you're the Mets, you got to do different marketing things, get people, hey, I want to go to Citi Field for this, this, and this, the dance team, the food. But like, I mean, it's gotten to the point now where I am like disgusted by these things.
Well, I'm sure that there are, I would think, you know, that there's a whole nother side of the fan base that is not all about this kind of food. That you got to have some alternative food choices that are somewhat healthier, I would think.
Right.
I know that they highlight all the, you know, the high caloric stuff and, the big, remember the big Jim Dandy that used to be at Friendly's?
Yeah. Oh, that's what it was. That was the thing. Al put it on a show sheet a couple days ago, and now I'm looking at it. The fried rainbow cookie egg roll. They put a rainbow cookie in an egg roll and then fried the thing. I mean, oh, Jesus. Like, it's just, like, this would be like an off the wagon spot for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is like, you know, this is one of those things, like, if you drink, I don't want to have a drink. Everybody's drinking. I'll say, you know, one glass of wine. Next thing you know, I'm passed out on the floor and covered in my own vomit. Like, if I went to a game, like, I want to go to the game. Oh, I'm hungry. You know? Oh, man. Yeah, give me the giant $50 corn dog with jalapenos and cheese on it. Let me wash it down with the rainbow cookie egg roll.
Yeah, the worst thing, taking a kid to a game, you know, it involves cotton candy, it involves ice cream, it involves this, it involves that. I know. And then by the time you get your kid home, he's had like 5,000 calories.
Well, that's the problem, too. Like, that you're so right about that.
And the amount of money you end up spending on top of what you spent for the tickets, unless, of course, somebody in your life was nice enough to give you tickets.
I mean, it is impossible in those situations when kids see those things. Like, the best example that I have was the Disney on Ice situation. So, we go to Disney on Ice. Sabrina sees a kid in the row in front of her eating this icy thing out of a cup that is just, all it is
ice and flavoring.
Flavored sugar just pounded on this thing to make it blue. Like,
and then his whole mouth is blue.
Right. And then, yeah. But it's that, could you think of anything worse than that? You know what I'm saying? So, of course, she's going to be pissed off and upset and then ruin everybody's time if she doesn't get the thing. If we were home, it'd be fine. No, you're not going to have that. No, that's enough of that. It's fine. But now you're in the public place. You're supposed to have a good time. I don't want her going home crying because she didn't get the icy thing. And then you end up feeding them garbage. And that's sort of how things start as humans, because then you have this attachment of, like, well, fun and happiness and making me feel good also attaches to these horrible foods. And then when you're an adult and you look down and you got diabetes and you're 350 pounds and you got gout.
And you're Lil Schween.
And you got Lil Schween.
Yeah.
I mean, you're like, well, what the hell just happened?
Yeah.
So anyway, I don't know. I know that's a deeper conversation. The Mets just want to be like, oh, we just have new cookies. But I mean, it has gotten, the marketing with this stuff has gotten to a point where it is, because everybody's trying to outdo each other with the most unhealthy thing possible. I mean, Al, do you see where I'm going with this?
Yeah, I was saying to Jerry this morning too, like, you're also risking having to use the toilet at the baseball game. That is,
what happens?
You're rolling
what happens?
The dice.
Let me ask you a question.
Like a fried rainbow cookie.
I don't know if they would do it, but you know the franchise Chopped
on TV?
Chopped.
Oh, the salad place.
The salad place.
Okay, yeah.
You would think that they would have it Chopped in one of these stadiums. So you get a healthy alternative. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. Maybe they don't advertise that. Maybe they only advertise the most ridiculous things.
They do.
They come up with.
That's the thing. So
that's what it is.
I'm sure there's something. You could always get around. Like, when I was at my height of the craziness with the weight loss competition, I'd find ways around. I'd have to go places I'd eat before. I'd bring things with me, whatever it was. You could find ways around it. But the point is that there's a lot of people who aren't necessarily keeping up with nutrition and things like that. And then they find this, they go to the ballpark and they leave having had 4,000 calories in one thing that they ate. It's like, it's just not healthy.
Right. You're right. Well, you're right. But they do market the things that seem to be the most ridiculous.
Yeah. And I got to tell you,
the different hamburgers and the different sandwiches and, you know.
And I'm looking at this stuff and all of it looks, I mean, I'm starving looking at it. This is the problem. Except the like, I like rainbow cookies. I like egg rolls, that combination, not so much. I'm looking at this chicken
sandwich. I mean, that's not peanut butter and chocolate.
No. Well, no, that's not.
I mean, egg roll and rainbow cookie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not a Reese's.
No, it's not. I'm looking at all this stuff here. There's this bucket of chicken over here. That looks great. See, this is what happens.
Who makes the bucket of chicken?
I'm trying to see. It's like something bird. It says something bird on the bucket. But it looks, you know,
you like
fried chicken.
You like chicken.
I mean, who doesn't love a bucket of fried chicken?
Oh, I love chicken.
I mean, come on. I said bucket.
A bucket.
I almost had a stroke.
Yeah, okay, just relax.
Who doesn't love that? Everybody loves fried chicken.
Yeah.
It's the greatest.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.